This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hospital officials said on Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military says it targeted the school to attend for attacks from there. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met for what could be their first and only presidential debate on Tuesday. VOA's Dora Mikora reports.
Fans on both sides felt the vice president successfully goaded the former president.
Trump, you know, I think that he got baited a couple times with some of her personal jabs, like his rally sizes, people leaving his rally early.
It's very clear that she's on her best game and that she's willing to take him on in a clear way.
Early signs suggest that neither candidate performed strongly enough to win over significant numbers of undecided voters, the very people who could decide the election. While Harris's team is calling for another matchup, Trump says he is less inclined to debate Harris a second time. Dora McQuarrie, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Kyiv on Wednesday.
A Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
With Kyiv at a critical juncture in its struggle against Russia, Blinken said he wanted to hear directly from Zelensky and others about what Kyiv's goals in the war are and about what Washington can do to help achieve them. This is VOA News.